Come, creatures of the earth and night, go about and about. Seek it out. The weird stone of Brisingamen. For I, Nastrond, Lord of Ragnarok, would possess it.
This is a tale of the weird stone of Brisingamen by Alan Garner. In the ancient county of Cheshire, in the north of England, there lies the village and the great steep slope of Alderley Edge. At dawn, one still October day in the long ago of the world, a farmer from Mobberley was riding along the top of the edge to Macclesfield Fair.
Steady! Steady, lass! That's more like it. Can't have they turning up at market in a great muck sweat now, can we? Buyers don't like it. And I'm counting on thee for a right good price, my lady. Oh, yes. Here! Steady was what I said. No, nothing about stop. Hey, up, what the...
You go to sell your milk-white mare, farmer?
That's the idea, grandad. Now, if you wouldn't mind standing to one side, maybe I could be getting along.
I come here to buy.
You? What did you want with a fine beast like this?
What is your price?
More than you can lay your hands on, that's for sure. If you want to buy, come to Macclesfield like everybody else and match the best offer. Then we'll talk. Meantime, clear out of my road.
Go your way, then. But none will buy from you. I shall await you here at sunset.
Come on, then! Come on, what's the matter with you all? You'll not see a better mare than this, not in the whole of Cheshire. Hey, you, sir, make me an offer. God's sakes. Make me any offer at all. Can't make it out. Best mare in the county, bar none, and not one buyer. Not a single one.
Yes, a single one.
You? What have you been up to? Bewitch me, is that it? Ah, well, you've got me where you want me, haven't you? How much will you give?
Enough. Come with me.
By Seven Firs and Goldenstone, they went to Stormy Point and Saddle Bowl. At last, they halted before a great rock embedded in the hillside. The old man touched it lightly with his upraised staff.
Reverence your lordship, mercy! Have mercy! I don't want the mare, you keep her. Only spare me!
Get up, no. I shall not harm you. Lead the horse and follow me.
Into the hill. No, no.
Come, I promise you safe conduct. You shall see wonders. Do not be afraid.
Beyond the gaping rock, there stood a pair of iron gates. And then, a long and narrow tunnel led them deep into the hill. A light, subdued but beautiful, marked their way until they came into a great cavern.
What's all this? Where am I?
In the hall of the enchanted sleepers.
Knights in armour?
Silver armour. 140 of them.
And a horse to everyone. A milk-white mare, just like...
Not quite everyone. One is missing. That is why you are here.
Are the horses sleeping too?
Yes. And so shall yours, until that day shall come, as come it will, when England lies in direst peril. Then from out the hall these must ride, and in a battle thrice lost, thrice won upon the plain, drive the enemy into the sea.
What battle? What enemy? I don't understand you.
No matter. Now, leave your horse. Come after me. I think perhaps you will understand what these are saying to you.
Cold jewels! God's sakes!
Fill your pockets.
And very shortly afterwards, the farmer from Mobberley found himself standing on a hill by Stormy Point, under a broad, full moon, alone. His pockets crammed with treasure. A great unbroken rock towered over him, and though in later years he tried to find them, neither he nor any after ever saw the iron gates again.
Wilmslow in 15 minutes. All right, are you?
Yes, fine. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Plenty of time.
To collect up our stuff.
Not yet. He said plenty of time.
You nervous? Of
course not.
Well, perhaps a bit.
Galvan Mossack. It's a funny name, isn't it?
Cheshire, I expect. Anyway, he's a farmer. Farmers always have names like Galva.
Galva and Bess. I don't really remember Bess at all, do you?
Not really. It just seems like it.
That's because Mummy talks about her all the time. I wonder what Mum's doing now.
At the airport, I expect.
I wish we could have gone to India. 6 months sunshine. I could have just done with that.
They do have rain as well, you know.
Well, at least we could have seen Dad. I think his firm's really mean to say they wouldn't pay for us as well.
It's terribly expensive. Anyway, 6 months on a farm, that's something.
Hey, I think we're slowing down.
Wimslow! Wimslow!
Hello! I'm thinking you must be Colin and Susan.
That's right. Are you, Mr. Mossack?
I am. But we'll have none of you, Mr. Mossack, if you please. Gowther's my name. Right, got all your bits and pieces, have you?
Yes.
It's not much, is it?
But thanks for coming on after us. And our bikes. Passenger luggage in advance.
Queer sort of advance when you get here in front of them.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right then, let's be getting home, shall we? Bessie's getting us some supper. We're over here.
Oh, Mr. Mossack. Gather. Does that cart belong to you?
Unless somebody bought it while I wasn't looking.
What marvellous red wheels. And white horse.
Aye, that's Prince. Hello, boy. And this is Scamp. All right. These are Colin and Susan. Friends. Up you go, the pair of you.
Scamp's getting used to us.
I reckon so. Friends of mine are friends of his.
Hey! What on earth is that?
What's what?
That hill.
Oh, aye. Yon's Alderley Edge. 600 foot high and 3 mile long.
I thought Cheshire was supposed to be flat.
Oh, it is for the most part. But not where we live. Oh, you'll have some grand times up the edge, I can tell you.
It's a bit creepy, isn't it?
Aye, there's some as reckons it is. But you mustn't always listen to what folks say. Anyway, here's where we go up climbing behind it. And once we're at the top, we're home as near as makes the odds. Hey up, Prince. Easy does it.
Gosh, Miss... Oh, Bess. That was a terrific supper.
Aye, well, I reckon as how you've been eating something. Sandwiches and bits and pieces on a train. I mean, they don't stay by you, do they?
Galfer?
Hmm?
This house, what's its name again?
Highmost Redmoney.
Highmost Redmoney. Is he very old?
Getting on. There's been Mossacks here a good 300 years, so it must be that at least.
Wow. I think it's absolutely super.
Hey, now, look at that. That boy's falling asleep in his chair. Time you were both in bed. Wait a minute. Let's have a look at yon bracelet.
What, this? That's my tear.
Thy tear, is it?
Mum gave it to me.
Oh, Galva, look at this. Give it another bride stone. And after all these years...
Oh, aye.
The bride stone?
I gave that to your mother. And my mother gave it to me. And her mother gave it to her, and so on. Back and back.
I never knew that.
Oh, yes. Such a pretty dewdrop. Have you seen how it burns?
Oh, yes. There's a thing, like a blue flame inside. And it won't keep still.
That's right. Look, there it is now. Hey, what are you doing, child?
Giving it back to you. It's yours, an heirloom.
Nay, lass, me keep it. 12 years I looked after the mother. She's like a daughter to me. But I've no children of me own. Thee keep it. I can see how it's in good hands. Right now, off with you to bed.
Galfer?
Hmm?
What are we going to do tomorrow?
Well, in the morning you can give me and Sam our butter and with a bit of haymaking, if you like.
Oh, lovely! Will we be able to explore the edge?
Yeah, I reckon there might be a moment for that.
If you're going on feds, just you be careful. Have you told them, Galva?
Not yet.
Told us what?
Yon place is riddled with old mine shafts. So you need to keep your eyes open for holes in the ground. If you went down one of them, that'll be the end of you.
Bessie's right. And you don't want to venture down any caves you might find, either.
Oh, we won't. We'll be very careful.
Now, for the third time, away to bed with you.
Oh, I'm done for.
I make that 6 caves and 4 holes in the ground.
Colin, did you hear something?
Water! Feet there!
Where? A trough.
I wonder if it's okay to drink.
Let's try.
Hey, there's writing.
Oh, yes. Drink of this and take thy fill, for the water falls by the wizard's will.
The wizard again?
We really must ask Alfred what it's all about. Let's go home and ask him now. It's nearly tea time anyway.
Nearly there. Mind out, car coming.
Oh, what a beastly looking woman.
Is this the road to Mattlesfield?
I'm afraid I don't know. We've only just come to stay here.
Oh. Then you'll want a lift.
Jump in.
Thanks, but we're living at this next farm.
Get in the back.
No, really, it's only a few yards.
Get in!
Look, honestly, it...
Hump tato.
I beg your pardon?
Lapidato.
I'm sorry.
Somniato.
Are you...
Qui liberta opera facitis!
I'm not much good at Latin.
Holy my scamp.
Ta!
Heel scamp. Heel boy.
Oh, look. That's Mr. Mossack. He'll be able to tell you the way to Macclesfield.
No doubt.
Well, what was all that about?
Colin, you were going to get in the car.
Was I?
You just opened the door.
So I had.
And another thing, my tea's gone all misty.
Let's see. No, it hasn't.
Oh, it's clear again. But it wasn't, I swear. It had gone like milk.
Oh, by the way, what did old Selina Place want with you?
Selina Place?
You were talking to her just before you came in.
Really? Hmm. Well, often you see her bothering with folks.
But how do you know her? She seems to be a stranger round here.
Stranger?
Yes. She stopped and asked the way to Macclesfield.
She what? Selina Place has lived in Alderley ever... Oh, well, for as long as I can remember.
Oh.
Yeah, she lives in one of those big houses on the back of the hill.
St Mary's Cliff, it's called.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a great rambling barn of a place. Lives there with three great dogs.
Wolves, more like.
Well, can I rightly say I've seen them, but wolves is what they sound like.
Fair freeze your blood, it does, to hear them howling of a winter night.
Ooh, how horrible.
Still, it's as well to keep away from the likes of her.
We will. Don't worry.
Hey, I'll have another drop of tea if you don't mind.
Galther, can you tell us anything about the wizard?
The wizard? Well, now, yon's quite a story. Are you sure you want to stay around for it in an afternoon like this?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, then. The way my father used to tell the tale, it goes like this. At dawn, one still October day, in the long ago of the world, across the hill of Alderley, a farmer from Mobberley was riding to Macclesfield Fair. And neither he, nor any that came after him, ever saw the iron gates again.
Is that a true story?
The Summers reckons it is. Though I say it's nobbut a legend. God darn me, if it isn't that carrion crow again. Ah, there he goes. If he doesn't shift himself soon, I'll take my shotgun to him. His sort are a rich menace in the lambing season. Oh, well. And what are you going to do with yourselves now, eh?
Don't know.
I say, let's see if we can find the iron gate.
Oh, yes!
I wish you luck. You're not the first to try. And I don't suppose you're a bit last.
Well, if you two go and got beds, then you'll have to take some coats. It get quite chilly there this time of day. And don't be too late, will you?
Abracadabra!
Open sesame! Oh, it's no good.
I didn't believe it anyhow. Rocks don't just open.
Anyway, it was time we were going.
Okay, but let's go back the other side of this ridge. We haven't been there yet.
All right, race you.
I'm gonna win!
You're not!
I'm gonna win!
Oh. Ooh. What a creepy place.
Feels as if we're being watched.
Oh, we are!
What?
There! It's the carrion crow! It's the same one!
Don't be daft! How can you possibly tell? Shoo! Shoo! Go away! Go away, will you?
What's happening?
Don't know.
Oh, Colin, what are they? Are they monkeys? Lizards?
No. I don't know what they are.
Oh, golly!
Get back to the road! Quick! Come on, run! Sue, no! Not downhill!
We're lost!
I'm not! If we can just find Stormy Point! Up here! There! Make for the ledge!
They're catching up with us!
Nearly there! Made it! Then. Down!
How? It's too steep!
No, it's not! Here!
Help! I'm sinking!
No, you're not!
Can't go on! Legs won't!
Got to! Rocks ahead! Sort of iron! Give me your hand! Right. Now, climb!
Oh, no. We're still surrounded. What are we going to do? to do? Maybe they can't cross the swamp.
Oh, they can.
What now?
Look out!
What? Where?
They're throwing roots! Throw them back again!
Oh, I can't! It's sticking to me! Colin! I can't get it out! Help me! I can't!
Since when have men children grown so mighty that you must needs meet two with hundreds? Run, maggot breed of Ymir, ere I lose my patience! Run!
It's the wizard! Yes!
Come quickly, children, lest there be worse than Svarts abroad. For indeed I smell much evil in the night. Come, you need not fear me. Your troubles are over, though I fear it may be only for this night. Now, stand close by me. Do not be alarmed at what you are about to see. Rock, hear my voice. Open! Essenaroth!
Oh! It's just like Galtha said. And look! Look! The iron gates!
So, we saw this crow, and when I tried to shoot it, it won't move. And then all those creatures...
Svarts!
Yes, well, they came busting out of the ground and after us.
This is indeed puzzling. What is in you to draw the attentions of the Svart Alfar? I do not understand it. Do you?
No, I mean, I don't understand anything at all because, well, this simply can't be happening. We must be dreaming.
This is no dream.
Is the legend true, then?
It is. And would it were not, for that was a luckless day for me.
So, are you really the wizard?
I have had many names among many peoples through the long ages of the earth, but you shall call me Cadellin in the days to come, for I believe our paths will run together for a while.
And the creatures, the Svarts, what are they?
They are of the goblin race, the Svart Alfar, a cowardly people, night-loving, sun-loathing. They have no magic, and alone are no danger to me. But it would have gone ill with you had I not heard their alarm call echoing through the hollow hill.
What about the crow?
The crow, yes. Bird and no bird. I do not have to guess who sent him. But why the moth brood should concern itself with you, that I must find out. You see, they aim at my destruction.
Your destruction?
Just so. And for some reason, I fear you could advance them in their work. Maybe their next move will tell us more.
But Cadellan, why are you in danger? And who are they? What was it? The moth brood?
That is a long story, and one of which I am ashamed. Come with me. If you know the legend, you will recognize these.
The knights in silver armor, the enchanted sleepers.
Yes, and this we call Fundindel.
Oh, but it's so beautiful. Which one is the farmer's horse?
This, in front of us.
But Cadellan, what exactly are they doing here?
I am about to tell you. Long years ago, beyond the memory of books or men, Nastrond, the great spirit of darkness, rode out to war upon the plain. But there came against him a mighty king, and Nastron fled into the abyss of Ragnarok, so that men rejoiced, thinking that evil had vanished from the world forever. Yet the king knew that this could never be.
Is the king sleeping over there?
All in good time.
Now, it was prophesied that when Nastron should return, then he must be victorious, unless a band of warriors, pure in heart and brave, could defy him, could make him sink forever into the abyss. So the king took counsel and chose the worthiest of his knights, 140 of them, and he brought them here to Fundindelv, and all were put into an enchanted sleep. And yes, that is the same king raised up in the midst of them.
But why don't they wake up or die?
Magic. The most powerful magicians of the age wove an incomparable spell that stays these warriors from growing old or weak. A spell that no evil could ever break.
Never?
As to that, yes. The spell was sealed with fire frost, with the weird stone of Brisingamen. It and the warriors were put into my charge until the time shall come to rouse them and to send them forth against the malice of Nastrand.
Cadellan? Is the spell in danger?
Its magic rests in fire frost. The light you see all round us springs from the Weirdstone. While fire frost remains, there is light in Fundindelv. The sleepers lie in safety, and Nastrond can do nothing, try as he may, and has. Yet each day I dread to see the flames tremble and give way to shadows, to hear the murmur of men that wake before their time, and the neigh of horses. For I have lost the Weirdstone of Brisingamen.